You're likable. I think America, if they haven't already, are going to fall in love with you.
Yeah. What?
The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Very busy news afternoon as we cruise into our third and final hour. Nice day. Beautiful Tuesday. But lots of stuff flying around, including, let's get right to the breaking news this hour.
The Big Lead. Top story.
Joe Biden has just named, in the last hour, Kamala Harris as his vice presidential running mate. Now, certainly people say things in debates that they walk back for political expediency down the road. But it is interesting with Kamala Harris because she ripped Biden to shreds in one of the Democratic debates when she was trying to become president. And she suggested that Joe Biden was just a flat-out racist for opposing busing, for being buddies with KKK Robert Byrd and Kamala Harris. She went after Biden pretty hard.
I'm going to now direct this at Vice President Biden. I do not believe you are a racist. And I agree with you when you commit yourself to the importance of finding common ground. But I also believe, and it's personal, and it was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country. And it was not only that, but you also worked with them to oppose busing. And, you know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
It's a mischaracterization of my position across the board. I did not praise racists. That is not true. The fact is that in terms of busing, you would have been able to go to school the same exact way because it was a local decision made by your city council. That's fine. That's one of the things I argued for, that we should be breaking down these lines. But so the bottom line here is, look, everything I've done in my career, I ran because of civil rights. I continue to think we have to make fundamental changes in civil rights. And those civil rights, by the way, include not just only African-Americans, but the LGBT community.
Vice President Biden, do you agree today that you were wrong to oppose busing in America then?
No,
do you agree?
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education. That's what I opposed.
Well, that's who ordered busing, Joe. But again, why Joe Biden can't just speak truth in politics today? Joe Biden opposed busing for some actual solid reasons. And I've told you that nothing destroyed Seattle. No public policy has ever had as huge a negative impact on Seattle as did busing, which started in 1978. And kids on the block that I grew up on all of a sudden were being bused instead of to a local elementary school six blocks away where you could walk to school. They were being bused an hour and 15 minutes down to the South End. And what happened with this horribly misguided busing policy was you had people with families, people with kids fleeing the city because they didn't want, and I'm talking about both white and black parents, fled the city because they didn't want their kids to spend 2 hours a day sitting on a bus. It made no sense. And so good, diligent parents who were more mobile, they left the city. And what happened was it was filled with a bunch of childless people, the city was. And I've talked about this many, many times. If you've not heard this before, this is maybe the most significant bit of Seattle history that nobody else ever talks about that you need to know. So all the families left the city because of busing. And all of a sudden, there's a big void. Housing prices dropped. And they were filled with childless people. And not only were they childless, but they were also unchurched people. And that lingers to this day. Seattle is the second most childless city in the United States, right behind San Francisco. And Seattle is the most unchurched city in the United States, number one. Now, why is that such a big deal? Because what galvanizes neighborhoods and small communities where you build a group of peers and people who have your back and you have theirs and your kids have each other's backs at school and all of that. Instead, when you're childless and unchurched, the two greatest community sources are schools and churches. Now, there are others, but traditionally and for the foreseeable future, schools and churches remain kind of the focal point of neighborhoods. And with that building of community, you build community strength, which has been missing in horrible short supply in our region for a long, long time. And so what happens? Well, you have people who aren't connected to one another living in the city. And again, these are generalizations. I know that there are some fantastic, tight-knit, close neighborhoods within Seattle. But I'm talking about relative to how it was pre-1978. You have a lot of communities that just don't have that focal point. So you have a lot of individuals. A lot of individuals, since they don't even know their neighbors, they just spend more and more time on Facebook and other social media. And you become, you have a hole in your soul. And the more time you spend on social media, the more you start filling the hole in your soul with really nasty, ugly, negative stuff. And when you see the kind of collective anger that erupts in cities like Seattle, in Portland, where Portland very much like us demographically, unchurched, very few kids. And same thing. A lot of people who just aren't rooted in anything but the narcissism that comes with, you know, creating your fake life on Facebook so everybody can see how fake you lives. Because that's what it is. Just this phony portrayal of who people are. And so, getting back to Kamala Harris slamming Joe Biden, if Joe had any integrity, he'd say something along the lines of what I just said. And that, you know, while the goals of busing are noble, the reality have proved to be really a net negative for cities. And Seattle being absolute ground zero for that. Let's see here. Joe had a debate gaffe with Kamala Harris, who was a black senator. But Joe tried saying this about another black female senator.
Because they know me. They know who I am. Three former chairs of the Black Caucus. The only African-American woman that ever been elected to the United States Senate. A whole range of people.
No,
my point
no,
is,
that's not true. The other
that's
one
not
is
true.
Here.
Joe said the only African-American woman, and Kamala Harris said, that's not true. I'm the other one. And then Joe said, I didn't say that. I said the first. No, you said the only, Joe. But that was about 9 months ago when Joe was a million times more. He was slipping then, but he was a million times more lucid then than he is today. And so that's why there's going to be such scrutiny of Kamala Harris, a shocking 70% of likely voters believe that Joe Biden will not serve a full 4 years if elected president. Everybody knows that he is mentally not competent to be president of the United States. And so Kamala Harris would then become the president. And so she's going to have to convince the American people. Now, remember, she couldn't even convince Democrats in primaries that she should be president. Now she has to convince all Americans in a general election that she should be president, because everybody knows Joe Biden, he might not last 4 months in the presidency if he's elected. So that's the breaking news. Joe Biden picks Kamala Harris as his running mate. They both are going to give a joint speech at some point tomorrow, but that is the breaking news coming in this hour. Okay, now let's get to the local big news of the day. Up next in the big lead.
Local. Sorry, nice. Dory, didn't have it.
As you heard us break last night on Cairo Radio, it was very interesting. As I got off the air yesterday, I got a tip from a very good source that told me that Carmen Best was going to resign today as Seattle police chief. And I spent literally the next 5 hours trying to get a second, even though I trusted my source 100%, I don't go on the air with single source stories. So I spent the next 5 hours trying to get a second source to confirm for me that Carmen Best was resigning today as Seattle police chief, which I think is disastrous. Finally, we got the confirmation that I needed, the second and third bit of confirmation about 8 o'clock last night. And so we broke the story here on Cairo Radio about 8:30 last night. And then everybody else is in a scramble mode to try to play catch up, because nobody saw this coming. Carmen Best, she has had it. She has seen the men and women under her command just suffer unimaginable abuse from the domestic terrorists in the streets and from politicians who have no moral center at all. Politicians who 9 months ago said Seattle police are the best and we've got to spend more and put more cops on the road. And then with yesterday's defund vote, those exact same politicians, these stinking hypocrites, Lisa Herbold, Andrew Lewis, Dan Strauss, who knows, were they lying when they said we need more cops 9 months ago? Or are they lying now when they vote to cut the police department? But it tells you an awful lot about just a vacuum of character in Lisa Herbold, Andrew Lewis, and Dan Strauss. So you defund the police department. You have a city council and a mayor that has just been vicious in all of its public comments about our men and women who serve. And then you have this city council decide out of pure vindictiveness, because Carmen Best disagreed with cutting the funding of the Seattle police, they said, oh yeah, you're going to question us? Well, we'll cut your salary too. And you have people on this council who thought nothing of cutting the salary of a black woman who runs the biggest department in the city of Seattle. And people can try to tell me that there's nothing racial about that. That's tough for me to understand. When Carmen Best was respected by the men and women who served under her, she was respected by the people of this city. She took a stand against the insanity of CHOP and politicians who gave up big chunks of our city. And they, in 2020, when they claimed to be marching about some sort of societal, racial equity, they're going to cut the salary out of spite of a black woman who's the Seattle police chief. That tells you an awful lot about the character of the Seattle City Council as well. Because that smacks of pure racism to me. And so, Carmen Best, facing this mountain of criticism from politicians, of just pure evil and what's being unleashed on our streets, she's going to have to tell 100 cops, many of them with a spouse and with little kids at home, that they're fired because of Marxist city council members. And she simply had it, as she announced in a press conference just as we were going on the air.
This is not about the money, and it certainly isn't about, you know, the demonstrators. I mean, be real, I have a lot thicker skin than that. It really is about the overarching lack of respect for the officers, the men and women who work so hard day and out. And honestly, the idea of letting, after we work so incredibly hard to make sure that our department was diverse, that reflects the community that we serve, to just turn that all on a dime and hack it off without having a plan in place to move forward, it's highly distressful for me. And I really, you know, it goes against my principle, my conviction, and I really couldn't do it. I mean, I honestly was very reflective about it, but that, I mean, I care about other people, and that was really hard for me.
And Carmen Best said that, and I talked to her about this on our show yesterday, and she said again at the press conference today that if we don't get things together and start getting some sanity back, things are going to get really bad around here.
I trusted everyone, residents, business owners, and elected officials will find a way to work together to put aside personal conflicts, political grandstanding, and power plays.
I don't think this city council is capable of doing the right thing and putting aside grandstanding. That's all they're about. They're about virtue signaling. They're about just proving what social justice warriors they are. So as I said at the beginning of the show, and it bears repeating, so all of this violence, rioting, domestic terrorism of the last 2 months has been about racial justice and racial equity, we are told. What has transpired in those 2 months, two black teenagers murdered at CHOP. A black man will go to prison for a long, long time for vehicular homicide after plowing down one of the protesters on I-5. A black woman police chief, head of an agency that has been hailed as one of the finest in the country, is given a pay cut, told that her budget's going to be slashed, and had no choice but to resign. So all these little social justice warriors run around with the city. All they've done is rain down horrible things for African Americans. Murders at CHOPS, a killer going to jail on I-5, black female police chief just hounded out of her job. And that's what you get when you put radicals in charge. And that is your Big Lead this hour.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
What does the Republican gubernatorial candidate think about all of this? Lauren Culp, he has some thoughts. He's the police chief. He has some thoughts about what's going down with Carmen Best and what this means for our state. You'll hear from Lauren Culp. He joins me right after we check the news here on the Dory Monson Show. As you heard in the Big Lead, the shockwave going through the city of Seattle today is the resignation of Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best. We broke the story last night here on Cairo Radio, and now today the rest of the city has to figure out how to pick up the pieces. You already have a department with morale that was just dropping through the floor, and the men and women who serve, they had great respect for Carmen Best. So the morale gets even worse. Cuts are coming. coming, and we're sending a very dangerous message to our law enforcement. Somebody who knows a little bit about law enforcement, Lauren Culp. He is the police chief in Republic, Washington. He's also your Republican nominee for governor this fall. And Lauren Culp joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Chief, good to talk with you again.
Good to be with you too, Dory. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, give me your reaction to the news that Carmen Best is resigning, really a bit of a forced resignation after all the garbage they've heaped upon her.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's sad, but it wasn't unexpected. You know, I've been in leadership positions all my life, Dory, first as a sergeant in the Army, ran my own business for 20 years, been in law enforcement for 10. You don't treat people like this who you value, right? You treat your employees like you care about them. You don't cut their pay. You don't cut tools that they need to use to do their job. You don't cut their department. You know, this is a public safety issue. And the Seattle City Council is absolutely backstabbing Chief Best, as far as I can see.
Well, not only backstabbing Chief Best, but backstabbing the city itself. And they clearly have a destruction agenda for the city because crime is going to skyrocket. We have a King County executive who's already said he wants to eliminate more than half of the jail beds, the jail spaces. We're going to have people, and those are King County Jail. Those are felons awaiting trial who are in that jail. And now to see them just pursue this pro-criminal agenda, I'm pretty certain I know what's going on. But let me ask you, why do you think everything that they are doing, from prosecutors to judges to politicians, why do you think that they are doing everything they can to make this a great place to be a criminal?
Well, they're making this a great place to be from, because lots of people are leaving the state. Lots of businesses are leaving the state, and there's going to be more. If you want to write a book on how to ruin a beautiful state, all you have to do is look and see what the politicians have been doing to our state for years. You know, Jay Inslee is allowing all of these people in the city of Seattle the same thing, and it's not just in Seattle anymore. It's all across the state with people living on the streets, crime out of control, garbage, dirty needles everywhere. And Jay Inslee releases 5,000 criminals out of our state penitentiary and says he cares about our safety. So many of those have reoffended. And then you have the city council turning their back on the police department. It's a huge public safety problem. If you want to learn how to ruin a state, just look and see what they're doing. You know, raising taxes, telling people to stay in their homes, forcing them to wear masks until there's a vaccine. This is not people acting how they should if they cared about Washington State and public safety.
Well, but they don't. They care about one thing and one thing only, and that is destroying the city from within. I've been talking for years now about the growing Marxist agenda. That is clearly their goal. Their stated goal is they have to destroy capitalism and destroy civil societies. And then when you've anarchy and destruction on the streets, they believe they can come in and rebuild. The problem with all of this is I'm not seeing a lot of brain power on this city council, and I'm not sure that there's enough IQ in all of them combined to come up with some kind of cohesive plan to make Seattle a better city.
Well, it's been the agenda of the left for a long time, Dory, to overthrow capitalism and bring in socialism and Marxism. All you have to do is search the internet. You can see quotes from people in different groups all the time. And it's absolutely sad. You know, our country was founded on individual freedom and liberty, and leaving people alone unless they're infringing on someone else's rights. And we have leadership in Seattle, in King County, in the governor's office, that don't care about citizens' rights. They don't obey their oath of office. And we need to return law and order back to this state and make it once again safe for families. You know, I'm the grandfather of seven. I'm the father of two. And I care about this state. I care about the lawlessness that's going on and the drug pandemic that's absolutely happening. And I've got solutions for that, and that's what I will bring to the governor's office. We need to return our communities back to We the People, back to mom and dad, so they can take their kids to a park or downtown Seattle like happened when I was a child.
Well, and in fact, the We the People are a complete non-factor. 160,000 people signed a petition saying, do not defund the police. It was clear from the rank and file. It was clear from the citizens that Carmen Best had tremendous support. So you have a police chief who's well-regarded, well-liked. At a time when they're talking about racial equity, it seems ironic at best and horribly racist at worst for the Seattle City Council to force out a black female, well-accomplished police chief. You got a bunch of these, you know, 20, 30-something white liberals who seem to have a real problem with a black woman in power in Seattle police these days.
Well, it doesn't take much looking around to see that the left is very hypocritical. You know, they say that everyone needs to be tolerant, but they themselves are not tolerant at all of people with differing views. Just look at the radical left anytime that they're on TV talking about anything that's going on. You know, and it leads to what we have right now. 35 years of Democrat control has led us to where we are right now in Washington State, where our a very vocal, small group is leading the charge to ruin capitalism, ruin our American way, and turn us into a socialist country. And that starts at the top with Jay Inslee all the way down to the City Council of Seattle. It's very obvious.
No, it really is. And the destruction of the Seattle Police Department is a necessary element in that. Crime will skyrocket around here. We have 100 cop positions that will be cut. And then finally, Chief, we're talking with Lauren Culp, the Republican candidate for governor. In October, three members of this city council, Lisa Herbold, Andrew Lewis, Dan Strauss, as they were campaigning for the city council, they all said, we have the best police department in the country. We need to invest more money in our cops, not less. We need more cops on the street. They said that when they were running for election 10 months ago, and now all of them voted to dramatically cut Seattle police. What do you think about the moral character of a politician who says one thing 10 months earlier and then does the exact opposite when the mob demands that they do that 10 months later?
Well, that's why we're in the position we're in, because of politicians like them. They say one thing when they want people's votes and their donations, and they get into office and they go about their radical agenda. I mean, we saw that with Jay Inslee. He said he wasn't going to raise taxes, and taxes have almost doubled. You know, the spending the state is putting out right now, it's gone from about $30 billion a year to $60 billion a year. People don't believe politicians, and rightfully so. But I have a track record of keeping my oath of office and keeping my promise to the people. That's been very evident from 2 years ago. But that's what happens when we get politicians. This is the reason we're in the position that we are, is because of career politicians and people with a radical agenda. And we just need to get back to common sense. We need to get back to the rule of law. We need to bring public safety back to our communities.
Yes,
and
we
make
do.
Sure, and make sure that we fund the police, not defund the police.
Yep, this is a sad, sad day in Seattle, that is for sure. All right, Lauren
yes,
Culp,
sir.
Republican candidate for governor. Lauren, I appreciate you coming on with me this afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you, Dory.
Bye. All right, love to hear your thoughts on what you just heard. Text me at 98973. That's 98973. And we do have lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show. The stretch we come. What a day, what a show, what a show, what a day. It is that time of the afternoon when we do like to count down our favorite sound bites of the day.
This is Dory Monson's awesome audio clips of the day.
Okay, number three, how about this? In Beverly Hills, Black Lives Matter supporters were at a pro-Trump rally, and a black woman who supports Trump confronted the Black Lives Matter protesters. It went something like this.
I'm American, and I'm fighting for this country. My parents are veterans. My great-grandfather was the first black police officer in the state of South Carolina. This is my country. Get the out of here with your white liberal. I don't have time for it.
Okay. Oh, Joe Biden would tell her she's not black.
That right there insinuates that you think your voice is bigger and better than mine. Yes, it does.
Come on. No, he's going to learn.
You can disagree, but you are so.
Boy, also, Joe Biden said there's no diversity in the black community. No diversity of thought, nothing. But there's people with different viewpoints. How can that be, Joe? Explain that to me if you can. Number two, let's go down to Portland, where a woman was about to be patted down for an arrest, but she asked the officer if a female officer could please do that job.
Is there a female officer present while you're patting her down?
What's that?
Do you have a female officer present while you're patting her down?
Nope. How do you know that I don't identify as a female officer?
Yep. Yep. Imagine what these cops have to deal with, man. And then Donald Trump, he's having a press conference right now as we speak. We're just turning this audio around. He says before he gets to the virus news, he wanted the governors and the mayors to step up in liberal states and cities like Washington and Seattle.
Before providing today's update on the China virus, I want to address the violence, looting and rioting taking place in the Democrat-controlled cities of New York, Portland, Chicago, and Seattle. The mayors and governors of these states and cities have an absolute duty to use all resources necessary to end the violence and all of the injury and death.
No, instead, our city council is cutting our police.
I'm urging to deploy these resources to protect their citizens and to stop the violence and all of the things that we watch on television going on, although a lot of the, unfortunately, fake news don't like to put it on because it shows that the Democrats are doing a very bad job of law enforcement. They have to put it on. They have to be honest with the people of this country. But I'm offering all available federal support requested to stop the violence and arrest the criminals. You have to be asked by the governors or the mayors, and we'll be there very rapidly. It's ready, willing, and able. We're all ready, willing, and able to go to these jurisdictions and take care of them. We'll do them very quickly.
So the president says if the violence persists in Seattle, the feds are coming back in. That's our awesome audio of the day. And that's it for me. Tom and Curly are coming up next. God bless you in these crazy times. I'll see you back here tomorrow. High noon.
I will not have this in my studio. You have failed conclusively. It's over. And there is nothing that you can do here in this room that can turn that around. Nothing you can do that can make up for what you just did.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.